各位弟兄姊妹大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我想我们看见这个世界上所发生的一切事啊。
I think, as we witness all the things that are going on in the world,
我们实在感觉我们是活在幕后的时代。
And I think we really have a sense that we are living in the end times.
地上的光景非常的混乱。
And we see that society is in chaos.
非常的可怕。
And very terrifying situation.
这真是一个危险的时代。
We are living in dangerous times.
我想圣经中把这些事物老早就告诉我们。
And the Bible actually has told us about these things a long time ago.
那么主说看啊，我预先已经告诉你们。
And the Lord tells us that I have already told you these things in advance.
这些瘟疫。
The pestilence and the pandemic.
战争。
Wars.
饥荒。
Famines.
然后还有这个地震。
And earthquakes.
主说这些只不过是灾难的起头。
And the Bible tells us that these things are just the beginning.
所以圣经一再的主的话一再要求我们需要警醒。
And the word of the Lord continues to remind us that we need to be on alert.
特别主告诉我们有一个日子，就是那日子那时辰。
And in particular, it speaks of that day and that hour.
这是父所定的日子。
And this is a time that the Father has determined.
没有人知道。
No one knows this.
主也不知道。
Not even the Lord Jesus knows
this. 但是我们却晓得这个日子就在眼前。
But we know that this day and this hour is right before us.
所以主告诉我们，为着那个日子，我们需要警醒。
So the Lord reminds us that for that day and that hour, we need to be on alert.
我们也曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
And we've also spoken with brothers and sisters.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他不打盹也不睡觉。
He is a God who neither slumbers nor sleeps.
他昼夜看顾他自己的百姓。
And all night long, all day long, he is watching over his people.
我们的神自己是警醒的。
And our God himself is always on alert.
所以今天他也呼召人和他一同警醒。
And today he calls all of us to be on alert with him.
在旧约时代中
In the Old Testament times,
我们知道那些警醒的人就是守望者
And those who are on alert are those who are the watchmen
特别在旧约中的那帮先知们
And in particular in the Old Testament they are the prophets
我们都能感觉到他们是那个黑暗时代中间的一盏一盏的明灯
And we sense that in a world full of darkness they were ones who were lights
他们有警醒的生活活在神的跟前。
They had a life where they were always on watch and always being,
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹已经交通过以赛亚。
And I've already spoken with brothers and sisters on Isaiah.
我们也讲过以西结。
And we spoke about Ezekiel.
今天早晨呢我们再讲一位先知。
And this morning I would like to speak of another prophet.
这就是哈巴谷。
And this is Habakkuk.
我想开头的时候我们一同来读一些主的话。
And to start off, I'd like to read from the Bible.
请弟兄姊妹打开哈巴谷书。
Please turn with me to the book of Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书啊我们先读第一章。
Habakkuk 1.
我们从第一节读到第六节。
And we will read the first six verses.
先知哈巴谷所得的默示，他说：“耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允我，不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求，你还不拯救？你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？毁灭和强暴在我面前又起了争端和相斗的事，因此律法放松，公理也不显明，恶人围困义人，所以公理显然颠倒。耶和华说，你要向列国中观看，大大惊奇。 因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。我必兴起加勒底人，就是那残忍暴躁之民，通行遍地，占据那不属自己的住处。
The oracle which Habakkuk the prophet saw, How long, O Lord, will I call for help, and you will not hear? I cry out to you, violence, yet you do not save. Why do you have me see iniquity, and cause me to look on wickedness? Yes, destruction and violence are before me. Strife exists, and contention arises. Therefore the law is ignored, and justice is never upheld. For the wicked surround the righteous, therefore justice comes out perverted. Look among the nations, observe, be astonished, wonder, because I am doing something in your days. You would not believe if you were told. For behold, I am raising up Chaldeans, that fierce and impetuous people who march throughout the earth to seize dwelling places which are not theirs.
第二章
Chapter 2
第一节到第三节
Verses 1-3
我要站立在守望所立在望楼上观看看耶和华对我说什么话我可用什么话向他诉冤他对我说将这末世明明地写在板上使读的人容易读因为这末世有一定的日期快要应验并不虚谎虽然迟延还要等候因为必然临到不再迟延
I will stand on my guard post and station myself on the rampart and I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me and how I may reply when I am reproved Then the Lord answered me and said record the vision and inscribe it on tablets that the one who reads it may run with itFor the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens towards the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it will certainly come. It will not delay.
第四节
Verse 4.
加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，为义人因信得生。
Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by his faith.
第十四节
Verse 14
认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地好像水充满洋海一般
For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea
第二十节
Verse 20
为耶和华在他的圣殿中全地的人都当在他面前肃静静默
But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him.
我们再看第三章。
We'll look at chapter 3.
第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
先知哈巴谷的祷告调用琉璃歌。耶和华我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华求你在这些年间复兴你的作为在这些年间显明出来。在发怒的时候以怜悯为念
A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet according to Sigionoth Lord, I have heard the report about you and I fear O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years In the midst of the years make it known In wrath remember mercy
第十六节到十九节
Verses 16 through 19
我听见耶和华的声音身体战惊嘴唇发颤骨中朽烂我在所立之处战惊我只可安静等候灾难之日临到犯境之民上来虽然无花果树不发旺葡萄树不结果橄榄树也不效力田地不出粮食圈中绝了羊棚内也没有牛然而我要因耶和华欢心因救我的神喜乐主耶和华是我的力量他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄又使我稳行在高处这歌教于灵长有丝弦的乐器
I heard and my inward parts trembled at the sound my lips quivered. Decay enters my bones, and in my place I tremble, because I must wait quietly for the day of distress, for the people to arise who will invade us. Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exalt in the Lord. I will rejoice in the Lord, in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like hinds' feet, and made me walk on high places for the choir director on my stringed instruments. We can see that in the midst of devastation and chaos,
先知们 是可以和神有交通,
that the prophets were able to have fellowship with God,
并且可以直接传递神的信息的一般人,
and they were ones who could directly transmit the word of God to the people of the world. They were ones who lived by the Spirit.
他们为着当时代，也为着神的国度, 我们看见他们不仅有明亮的看见, 他们也有很深沉的一个祷告的负担。
They were ones who lived for God in their generation, who were bright in the Spirit and were able to voice God's words.
所以今天神也呼召神的儿女们,
Today God is calling all of his people.
要我们能够像先知一样活在灵里,
so that we could be like the prophets and live in the Spirit.
能够与神有交通,
that we can have fellowship with God.
能够警醒守望,
that we can be on alert and be watchful.
并且有够的负担, 为着教会,为这个时代祷告,
that we could be burdened for his church and for the world and pray.
我们可以看见哈巴谷, 先知哈巴谷, 在那个荒凉的年间,
and we can see that Habakkuk was this kind of person who was able to be there for the Lord in the dark times that he was in. And we know that in the times of Habakkuk, it was extremely dark.
在第一章里他就告诉我们,那个时候犹大国百姓的光景是非常的荒凉。
And just from chapter 1, it shows us that the condition of Judah was very terrible.
你看在第一章第四节的里面, 他很清楚地讲到当时代这个百姓的光景是多么的荒凉。
And you can see in chapter 1, verse 4, it showed the extent of the terrible condition of the nation of Judah.
这里告诉我们律法放松了。Here
it says that the law was ignored.
这个放松这个字啊，原文就是变得是非常的麻木，非常的无知。And
for it to be ignored, it means that their hearts were indifferent to the word of God.
这就是好像今天人感觉对神的话语啊，这个律法就神的话，对神的话呢。 麻木无知是可怕的现象。
And for us today, it's as if we are indifferent to the word of God. We don't care.
听见神的话没有感觉了。
We hear the word of God, yet it has no impact.
你想是多么可怕的一个情况。
What a terrifying situation.
所以最可怕就是这个时代中，是儿女们的心的麻木，这个是很可怕的。
The worst condition is that the hearts of God's people become numb and indifferent to the word of God.
我们的年长弟兄啊，他前两年在东岸的特会里面讲到，他这整个时代的，他用了一个字叫做coma。
There's an elderly brother on the East Coast who said that a couple of years ago, who said that it seems like the state of God's people, we are in a coma. I think you all know what being in a coma means.
那么不仅在这里律法放松,
not only here did they ignore the law,
他说公理也不显明,
but justice was never upheld.
这就说明什么呢? 说明啊, 今天呢, 在神的百姓中, 失去那个属灵的判断力。
It means that today, in among God's people, we lose the sense of having judgment. So among God's people, there's no justice. If you think about it, God's judgment and His justice is so important. But yet God's people lost the sense of justice.
第三件事情,
the third thing,
他讲说恶人围困义人,
says that the wicked surrounded the righteous.
这告诉我们,
so this means that today, if you want to walk in the path of righteousness, it is difficult. Because wickedness is surrounding us.
弟兄姊妹，你看一看这里所描述的光景，就是末世的光景。
And brothers and sisters, this picture that we see here shows us that we are in the end times.
所以神的家落到一个非常可怕的情况里面。
And you see that the house of God has fallen into this terrible state.
所以呢，公理是显然颠倒。And
justice was never upheld.
完全的扭曲。
Justice comes out as being perverted. It's completely twisted.
这好像是以西结书13章里面的那句话一样。
It's similar to the words of Ezekiel.
以西结13章19节说什么呢?
Ezekiel chapter 13 verse 19 says this.
他说你们杀死不该死的人。
Says that you put to death some who should not have died.
And
yet you kept alive those who should not have been kept alive.
哇，这是一个多么生动的一个描述啊！
This is such a serious statement.
所以这个时候，整个以色列国的光景，犹大国的光景是非常的荒凉和败落。
And this is what happens when you lose the sense of justice, and you can see how the condition of Judah has fallen.
而外面呢?
And what about the surrounding environment? The world. And you see all the powers of Babylon surrounding. And these Chaldeans speak of the authority of the Babylon.
人的自私、自大、残忍、无理，你看今天的世界就是这个样子。The
selfishness and the pride of man, that's what is displayed here.
所以启示录啊，第17章、第18章告诉我们。So
in Revelation chapter 17 and 18,
末后时代仇敌在地上最大的权势就是巴比伦。Tells
us that Satan's greatest power on earth is Babylon.
所以这个巴比伦就代表着在末后时代中仇敌在地上的权势。
And Babylon represents Satan's greatest tool in the end times.
如果你把哈巴谷书第二章读一下,
And if you read Habakkuk chapter 2 completely,
那里也描述了这个加勒底人是非常残忍的一般人。
And you can see that the Chaldeans were extremely terrible people. And so this entire world was under this darkness. So Habakkuk lived in this kind of a situation. But in the book of Habakkuk, we see that God has given Habakkuk some unique experiences.
这个在哈巴谷书里讲述的非常的清楚。
And it's clearly stated in the book.
他第一个点啊,
the first point,
那么就在第一章的开头说,
we see this in chapter 1.
他说我得罪一个末世, 这个末世原文就是什么? 负担, burden.
It's that God has given Habakkuk a burden that he saw.
也可以说是一个重担。
It is a responsibility, a burden.
你想想看，哈巴谷看见百姓的光景，看见世界的光景， 这个里面是多么的沉重啊！
You can see how his heart was heavy after seeing the condition of God's people and the surrounding environment.
眼前的光景一片的败落。
All of the corruption in the world.
然后看见外面的环境又是这么样的可怕。
And all the terrifying situations in the world.
但是感谢主啊，在这么样一种的景象的里面啊。
But we thank God that in this seeing that Habakkuk had,
他明白一些的事情。
He recognized
something. 因为这个担子是神把他放在他身上。
Is that this burden was placed on him by God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不晓得今天你生活在这个世代中，你看见教会，看见外面的情况，你的心是不是感觉很沉重啊？
And I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, when you look at the church and the world today, is your heart heavy or do you feel burdened?
但是哈巴谷这里告诉我们，这个外面的世界所有这样的变动是神许可的。
But Habakkuk saw that all these things that happened in the world in his time were allowed by God.
加勒底人是神兴起来审判百姓的。
That the Chaldeans were raised up to judge the house of Judah.
所以他在第一章十二节那里讲说，虽然这样的情况，我们必不致死，还不会死啊。
And you see that in verse 12, that although these things, terrible things are happening, he says, we will not die.
这是神的怜悯。
And this is the mercy of God.
因为神还是爱他的百姓。
Because God loves his people.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然今天环境这样的情况，
So brothers and sisters, even though you see how terrible the world is around us, we need to trust in the Lord. We will not die.
那么加勒底人只不过是神所派定来刑罚他百姓的一种惩罚而已。
The Chaldeans were sent by God to judge the house of Judah.
感谢主。
We thank God.
哈巴谷里面有这么一个沉重的负担。
That Habakkuk had this great burden in him.
所以他到神面前来求告，来问。
So he came before God to plead.
神啊，为什么是这样呢？
God, why is it like this?
为什么你不听我们的祷告呢？
How come you don't hear our prayer?
让这个事情好像一直的发展下去呢？
And you allow these things to continue on.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
今天呢，只有这个沉重的负担能够催促我们到神跟前去。
Only with this heavy burden allows us to come before the Lord.
如果我们无所谓，我们也不需要到神跟前去。
If we didn't care, we would not come before God.
所以呢，哈巴谷首先让我们看见神把这样一个负担放在他的里面。
And the first point is we can see that God placed this burden in Habakkuk.
那么到了第二章的时候呢，
When we come to chapter 2,
我们看见哈巴谷就开始站在守望台上。
We can see that Habakkuk stood on the guard post.
他开始里面警醒开始起来守望。
And he started to be watchful, and
他要听听到底神要对他说什么话。
And he had a listening ear to hear what God wanted to say.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们也需要一个警醒的心。
So today we need to have that heart of alertness.
我们在守望中，我们等候神说话。
As we are watching and waiting for God to speak to us.
结果神就把一个默示放在他里面。Vision.
And because of this, God placed a vision in Habakkuk.
我们知道在第一章里面那个是个 burden, 是个重担。
In chapter 1, God placed the burden in Habakkuk.
第二章这个默示呢，原文是 vision, 是一个属灵的看见。
And in chapter 2, we see that God allowed Habakkuk to see a vision.
所以他在这个守望的这个台上面看见一个异象。
So as he was on this watchtower looking, he saw.
那么神在这里就对他的仆人说话。
And at that moment, God spoke to Habakkuk.
但是呢，神有怜悯。
But God has mercy.
神说呢，你要把这个意象讲得简单一点。
He said that you need to write this vision down in the simplest words.
那么用我们的话就说，你要深入浅出。
So it means that you have to understand the depth of it, but you have to be able to write it out where people can understand it.
因为你知道, 先知的话, 人常常都很难听懂的,
because the words of the prophet sometimes are hard to understand.
他说你不要讲那个深奥的话啊, 事情很深奥, 但是呢,
he said, don't use those deep spiritual words, but use the plain, simple language to write this.
甚至说连跑的人,怎么跑的都可以听懂。
And even those who run can understand.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
所以呢, 神的话是容易的,
God's words are easy to read.
但是它那个意义是非常重大的,
but there is tremendous depth to it.
并且主说这个话是一定要应验。
And he even says that these words will certainly come to pass.
所以这些的启示, 这些的意象, 成为黑暗时期中间最重要的指示。
And so these words were extremely important in showing the vision that he saw.
那么弟兄姊妹们, 我们希望读过这个哈巴谷书第二章之后,
I hope that after you've read through chapter 2 of Habakkuk,
每一个人都能明白神的心意。
That every one of us would be able to understand the heart of God.
我们能看见在第二章的里面,
we can see in chapter 2,
当他在讲述那些外面的加勒底人黑暗那些可怕的情况的时候,
as he is in the midst of all the terrible things, the violence caused by the Chaldeans,
突然冒出三节很特别的事情,
all of a sudden there are three verses that were very unique that popped up.
那就是神今天对他百姓所讲最简单的话。
And these are the words spoken in the simplest way by God to his people.
也告诉我们在今天这个黑暗可怕的时代中间, 我们怎样来过属灵的生活。
And it also shows us today in this dark world how we can live a spiritual life.
啊, 第一句话出来就在第四, 第二章的第四节,
the first word that was spoken was in chapter 2, verse 4.
这里说唯一人必因信得生。
The last phrase says, but the righteous will live by his faith.
你看, 忽然之间冒出这么一句话,
all of a sudden, this phrase comes up.
这是重要的提醒。
And this is an important reminder.
是简单的提醒,
it's a very simple reminder.
是每个人都读得懂的,
and everyone has the capacity to understand this.
我们晓得我们解释过什么叫做义人呢?
And we already mentioned last time, what does it mean to be a righteous person?
义人不仅是渴望在神面前做对的事,走对的道路的人,
and a righteous person has the desire to live out the will of God.
义人也是追求神永远目的的一个人。
And a righteous person is someone who pursues after the eternal purpose of God.
我们讲到圣经中所说的恶就是你达不到神的目的。
And when the Bible speaks of an evil or wicked person, that is one who cannot achieve the will of God.
我相信我们所有神的儿女们有点爱主的心,我们都渴望
I believe that all of us who have even the smallest love for God desires to be a righteous person. And how can we live our lives to have a righteous life? He said, live by faith. We need to live by faith. And the Bible always tells us is that faith is our things, placing faith in things that we cannot see.
但是今天呢, 我们过去跟弟兄姊妹讲过, 这个真正的信心啊, 好像不多见。
But it's hard to find true, genuine faith.
啊, 这个真正的信心就是无伪的信心, 保罗所讲的。
And true faith, like Paul says, is an unfeigned faith.
你不是光是会讲信心的话, 信心的道,
it's not just preaching words of faith.
你要真正像亚伯拉罕那样的活在神的跟前,
but we have to be like Abraham and actually live out that faith.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
另一面来说,
from this other standpoint, that from this other vantage point, we can see that all of the darkness in the world is a testing for us.
是一个信心的考验。
It's a testing of our faith.
环境越艰难,
the more difficult society is in the world,
越能够显明出我们里面的信心到底是真的是假的。
It will test us to see if our faith is real or if it's fake.
所以在今天这个时代里面,
so in the world that we are in,
只有真正的信心才能站得住脚。
Only those with an unfeigned, genuine faith can stand.
第二件事情,
the second thing,
我们看见在14节那里,
in verse 14,
对, 突然又冒出这么一句话,
all of a sudden this other phrase,
他说认识神,认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地, 好像水充满洋海一样,
says that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
所以你看,在这里啊, 这个黑暗的时期啊,
here we see,
却能够产生一种的知识,对神有丰富的认识。
Here we see that in the darkness of society, we see that it has pushed forward the knowledge of the glory of God.
这是神很奇妙的带领。
And this is God's miraculous leading.
好像啊, 今天呢, 侍奉神的人只有在艰困的环境的里面呢, 才能够得到启示。
And it seems like the servants of God can gain revelation only in the midst of chaos and corruption.
所以你看保罗呢, 被关在罗马的监牢里面, 写出了监狱的侍奉书信, 对吧?
For example, the Apostle Paul, while imprisoned in Rome, then he was able to receive the revelation to write all the epistles.
今天呢, 我们弟兄姊妹都知道地中海沿岸的风景是很美丽的。
Today we see the beautiful scenery of the oceans.
神没有说, 哎, 保罗, 我带你到一个美丽风景的地方, 你在那里安静的写一幅所书。
Right? The Bible never said, hey, Paul, God never said to Paul, hey, I'm going to lead you to this land of paradise where you're in the oceans, you can have a peaceful, quiet place, and then I'll show you the book of...
他一到那个美丽的风景中就写不出来了。
If he were to be brought to this beautiful scenery in paradise, perhaps he would not be able to see and have the vision of the book of Ephesians.
真的,我有几次啊, 我想找一个风景美丽的地方去思想主的话, 结果呢, 什么感觉都没有。
And for me personally, I would sometimes think, oh, if I go to a place with beautiful scenery and I can sit down and quiet myself, maybe I can gain from the Lord, but I received nothing.
诶? 反而呢, 在平常的环境遇见一些困难的时候, 主的话特别明亮。
But on the contrary, when I'm in everyday life under some challenges and difficulties, then God reveals a word to me.
所以弟兄姊妹,时代越黑暗,
so brothers and sisters, as society becomes more dark,
神话语的启示就越明亮。
Then the revelation of God's word becomes highlighted.
神的话就变得更丰富,
and his words become more abundant to us.
神的话就变得更真实,
and God's words become more real to us.
如同水充满洋海一样的丰富,
abundance like how the waters cover the sea.
弟兄姊妹, 我这些年我常常从深处感谢我的神。
And brothers and sisters, in these past several years, I've really come to thank God from the depths of my being.
因为到了我们的时代,
because now, to our generation,
基督的意义被启示出来, 是从前历史上从来没有过的。
The revelation of Christ has been revealed today like it never has been in the past.
今天我们对于主的认识, 那比以前的人是要丰富得多。
Our knowledge of Jesus Christ far exceeds those in the past. We really need to thank God for that.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and
sisters, 这是神的儿女们在黑暗的时期所应当得着的福分。
And this is a portion of blessing that all of God's people need to receive.
只有这些对基督真的启示的认识,
only for those who have the revelation of Christ, can we see more of the glory of God, and allow our lives to be more real before Him.
所以唯有真知识能使人刚强有力。
So only the true knowledge of the glory of God can give us strength.
所以主说, 这个末世是很容易明白的。
So we can see God says that this vision can be easily understood. So we look to God's mercy. That it, in this very moment we would follow the leading of the Spirit.
所以呢, 这是哈巴谷站在守望台中所看见的异象。
So this is the vision that Habakkuk saw as he was standing on the watchtower.
第三件事情,
this, the third thing that he saw.
在20节那里,
in verse 20.
他说, 唯耶和华在他的圣殿中,
but the Lord is in his holy temple.
全地的人都当在他面前肃静静默,
and let all the earth be silent before him.
这句话的意思告诉我们, 虽然外面的环境是这么的黑暗可怕, 但是神从来没有离开过他的百姓。
This verse means to us that although the world is dark and full of corruption and evil, the Lord has never left us.
请我们记得神从来没有离开过他的教会。
Please remember that God has never departed or forsaken His church.
今天早晨, 神正在我们中间。
This morning, God is here.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
祂的同在, 祂的权柄, 都在教会当中。
His authority and His governing power is in our midst.
但这句话有另外一个意思。
But this phrase also has another meaning.
在患难当中啊,
in the midst of calamities,
才能产生真实的敬拜,
can, in the midst of calamities, can real worship be produced. We say that we love God.
And
we say that we worship God. So God will use our environment to test us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, worship in the midst of trials and difficulties will show whether your worship is real. We know that when the church first started,
曾经十次, 受到罗马帝国的杀害,
there were 10 times where the church was persecuted.
无数的圣徒们被杀害,
there were countless Christians who were killed.
结果呢, 让整个的罗马城呢, 变成了一个大坟墓,
until the point where the entire city of Rome was like a big burial ground.
啊, 我多少年前我到过罗马,
Many years ago, I went to Rome.
有一个弟兄他说有一次他说我带你去看了那个罗马地下的坟墓。
And he, this brother there brought me to visit the tombs that were below the city.
那个坟墓啊, 有四到地底下有四层。
And the tombs below the city were made up of four levels.
你就知道死了多少的人,
and you could see the countless number of Christians who were murdered and buried there.
所以有人告诉我们整个罗马城其实就是一个大坟墓。
So some have said that the entire city of Rome is actually a burial site.
啊, 那么我们去的时候呢, 它只开放一个小的部分。
And when we went to go visit, they only allowed visitors to see a small
portion.
When we went to the very bottom, it was extremely dark. And of course, they have little lights to guide you down.
那个走道呢,很窄, 差不多就这么宽一点,
and the pathway down was really narrow.
两旁全部都是死人。
On both sides of us, as we were walking down, it was just
你就可以看见那个坟墓,那个棺材放在那边。
Layers of burial sites to the left and right.
经过了一段的路程,
and as we continued along this pathway,
看那个地下呢,有一个比较空间大一点的,好像一个房间一样。
And as we went through this passageway into, and it opened up into a slightly bigger room,
带领我们去的人就告诉我们, 当初的圣徒们,
The brother who was guiding us through told me,
为要躲避罗马人的杀害,
that the Christians of old who were trying to hide from the persecution of the Romans,
所以每一个晚上他们就到这个坟地里面了, 就在那个里面的空间在那里聚会,
that they would all come down to this small room to worship. So you can see that someone who went down there to worship God was someone who really had a love for God. If you did not love God, you wouldn't dare go down there. So in that sort of environment, those who believed in God were of a real faith. Because if you believed in God, you would be killed. If you were to worship, and if you were caught, you would be killed. So under this tremendous oppression and persecution, they were still willing to worship. So brothers and sisters, we need to be warned. That today, in the challenges and difficult times, these are times of testing.
在这样的光景中,
with this environment around us,
are we
willing to follow the Lord? Are we willing to continue to come to church and to serve Him?
弟兄姊妹,
very quickly, society and our environment will reveal whether we are real or not.
Shift.
Oh, it's like you're sifting wheat.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
it's a testing.
哈巴谷站在守望台上看见异象。
So Habakkuk, standing on the watchtower, saw this vision.
所以这里出现三件事情,
so there were three things.
弟兄姊妹都是怎么样, 我们很容易就明白了, 对不对?
And very easily we can understand.
义人必因信得生。
The first one is that the righteous will live by faith.
然后呢,
that we know that the knowledge of God will fill the earth like the waters filling the sea.
那么在这样的环境中,
and in this environment, it will produce genuine worship.
所以这个对我们这个幕后时代人来讲, 实在是又简单又清楚的一个指示, 对不对?
And for those all of us living in the end times, this is a very clear and simple vision, isn't it?
所以下面因此就产生了哈巴谷内心深处的一个祷告的负担。
And it led to this next point where Habakkuk offered up genuine prayers.
我们中文这里说, 先知哈巴谷的祷告调用琉璃歌。
And the Chinese Bible says that his prayer was like a song.
那个琉璃歌，我们一想到就是哎呦，很悲伤啊，可怜呐，哎呀，那个是很忧郁的一个歌，对不对？
这琉璃嘛，琉璃丝所，琉璃歌这。In the Chinese version, it says that Habakkuk's prayer was that of a sorrowful song.
在希伯来原文呢，正好相反。But
in the Hebrew, it's completely the opposite.
他这个琉璃歌的意思是一个狂热的歌，呀，非常的火热。Oh.
In the original Hebrew, it's a song that is very fervent and on fire. And it's a fast-paced song, a lively song.
哈巴谷的祷告你不要领会错了，以为他在那里呢很忧伤了，唱个悲歌，不是的。Please
don't misunderstand that Habakkuk's prayer was not of sorrow or self-pity.
为了时间呢，我想我们没办法详细的解释。
And because of time, we don't have time to talk about this in detail.
这个祷告这是强而有力，非常刚强。
But this prayer was of strength.
那个灵是非常的高昂的。
And it's one where the spirit is very alive.
第一个求复兴。
The very first thing he prayed for was for a revival.
今天在地上没有比这个祷告更重要。
There isn't a more important prayer in the times that we're in now.
我们的祷告要为着教会求复兴。
We need to plead to God for a revival in His church.
所以呢，我们有很多祷告聚会，老是跪着我们自己的私事啊，这些健康的绕来绕去，对吧
？And oftentimes in our prayer meetings, we're talking, praying for our health and circling around our own individual needs.
我不是说这些不要纪念。
I'm not saying that these things don't need to be
remembered. 但是更重要的是为着神的心意。
But more importantly, we need to pray for God's heart.
为着神的国度祷告。
Pray for His kingdom.
求神复兴。
That God would revive His people.
然后从第三节一直到十五节。
And then from verse 3 all the way to verse 15.
哇，我能感觉说呢，这是恐怕全本圣经中间这个灵的光景最释放刚强的一个祷告。
And we can say that in the entire Bible, verses 3 through 15 shows us a prayer that can't be compared to.
你看这些话，你光大声的读啊。都叫你这个热血沸腾的会。
In strength and in power, and it causes you to be emotional when you read this.
你看我读两句给你们听。
And I'll read just a couple of phrases for you.
你看这个第三节啊。
Verse 3.
神从提曼而来，圣者从巴兰山临到，细拉一下。他的荣光遮蔽诸天，颂赞充满大地。
Verse 3 says, God comes from Taman and the Holy One from Mount Paran, and then there's a Selah. His splendor covers the heavens and the earth is full of His praise.
他好像读那个英文没读出那个味道啊。你看第四节，他的辉煌如同日光，从他手里射出光线，在其中藏着他的能力。
I'm not doing the English reading justice by not being so animated, so... His radiance is like the sunlight, His rays flashing from the hand, and there's the hiding of His power.
弟兄姊妹，你回家，你把这段话在家里面放声大声的读读看。
So when you go home, read these verses out loudly.
一定能把你的灵都读起来了。
It will uplift your spirit.
我想我没时间去读啊。
We don't have time to read it.
呀，他认识神的伟大和全能。
He recognized the awesomeness of God.
这是圣经中啊，可以用你们中国大陆话最大气的祷告。
And this is using your greatest strength to pray.
神何其伟大
！That you praise God because He is awesome.
何其全能！
That he is all powerful.
他主导一切。
And he is in control of all.
他审判万有。
And he judges everything.
在这里啊，中间呢，冒出间一个预言啊，很重要。
Here all of a sudden, a prophecy is revealed.
他说他要拯，第十三节说他要拯救受膏者，打破敌人家长的头。
It says that, in verse 13 says, you went forth for the salvation of your people, and your salvation, struck the head of the house of the evil.
这句话呢是讲到主耶稣上十字架，在十字架上的得胜，打破仇敌家长的头。
And this verse 13 is prophetic in showing Christ going to the cross, and as he died on the cross, struck the head of Satan.
但是在这个时候，当先知一听见神的声音的时候，
but in this moment when the prophet heard the voice of God,
哎呀，他立刻看见自己的软弱。
He immediately saw his own weakness.
我们知道天然的人在神面前都站不住脚的。
The natural man before God cannot stand.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神怜悯我们这些软弱的人。
He is a God of mercy.
所以十七节一句话说，然而一个转变的话啊，他怎样怜悯我们。
And so, we can see a turning if in verse 17 and 18.
我没有时间去读了啊。这些话很多弟兄姊妹会背的。
We don't have time to read this in detail, but I think you're all familiar with it.
这十七节告诉我们，外面什么都没有了。
In verse 17, it speaks of famine, and we don't have anything around us.
一点叫人得饱足、得欢乐、得兴奋的东西都没有了。
All hope and joy is gone.
他说，然而。
But then in verse 18 it says, Yet,
我要因耶和华欢心,
I will exalt in the Lord.
因救我的神喜乐,
I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
感谢主，主永远是我们的喜乐。
We thank God that He is our eternal joy.
不需要外面这些事物的刺激。
We don't need the stimulation of having
faith. 他永远是我们里面的满足。
He is always our satisfaction.
所以会依靠神的人有福了。
So those who can rely on the Lord and trust in the Lord are blessed.
不仅在这个时候人家不能快乐，你很快乐。
In this moment where others don't know how to rejoice, you can rejoice in the Lord.
并且你还可以在那里快速地跟随主往前。
And yet you can continue to pursue it and walk in the Lord.
主是我的力量。
That the Lord is my strength.
啊，是我的脚快如母鹿的蹄。
And He has made my feet like hind's feet.
不仅快，你还可以在高处不会掉下来。
And not only having quick feet, but you walk on high places.
为什么说 如同母鹿的蹄呢？
Why does the Bible say like hind's feet? Or
因为这里讲到这个母鹿怀孕了。
Because a hind is a female deer.
它要保护它胎中的儿孩子。
A pregnant female deer.
所以它跑起来就飞快的。
Protecting the baby inside of her, so she runs with speed.
这个都是形容啊。
And these are all just depictions that the Bible shows.
没时间解释。
And we don't have time to go into this in detail.
求主施恩给我们。
May God reveal more to us.
但愿哈巴谷的经历。
And through the experience of Habakkuk,
也给我们今日的圣徒们带来鼓舞和激励。
That we can gain encouragement.
我们今天真是处在一个非常可怕的一个环境的里面。
We are truly living in terrible times.
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
But may God open up our eyes.
不仅叫我们里面有沉重的负担。
That we not only have a true burden.
让我们在警醒的生活中，看见神的作为。
That in our life of being alert and watchful, we can see and hear what God is doing.
使我们的灵得到激励。
That our spirit would be encouraged.
能有刚强的祷告。
And to have strength in our prayers.
有快乐的生活，有快速的跟随。
That we could have rejoicing in our lives, and we could have speed in our footsteps.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们早晨把深处的敬拜归给你。
Lord, we give you the worship from the depths of our being.
当我们读哈巴谷书的时候
，As we read the book of Habakkuk,
我们灵里面得着何等样的鼓舞
！We are truly encouraged.
我们今天正处在一个黑暗、混乱又可怕的时代里。
We are living in dark and chaotic times.
但是我们知道你没有离开我们。
But、we know that you have never left us.
主啊，你也用你的话指引我们。
And you use your words to guide us.
给我们有真实的信心活在你的跟前。
And you give us a genuine faith to live before you.
但愿这个环境叫我们更多认识你的荣耀。
That in these troubled times we can come to know you more.
让我们的心真正的爱你。敬拜你。
That our hearts would genuinely love you and worship you.
愿这个黑暗的时期不仅不叫我们受亏损。
That in the dark times we would not suffer loss.
并叫我们更蒙恩在你的跟前。
But be more blessed in your presence.
我们知道你很快就要回来了。
Lord, we know that you will return soon.
但愿在这个短暂的时间里面。
In the short time that we have.
我们能预备好我们的自己。
May we properly prepare ourselves.
迎接你自己的再来。
To usher in your return.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 那么我在这里啊，结束之前有一些的报告。
I have a couple of announcements to make.
我想首先呢，我们还是介绍一下，有没有弟兄姊妹是第一次参加我们聚会的。
I would like to start off by welcoming any newcomers here.
如果第一次来，请你站起来介绍，
报一下的名。If you're here for the first time, please stand and introduce your name.
好，我们欢迎你们。
We welcome you.
还有吗？
Any others?
介绍一下好吗？OK, 好，我听不见你声音，但是欢迎你。
We welcome you.
还有没有这边？
Any others?
这边有吗？ OK， 好。那么我要这里快快的报告一下啊。
I'd just like to quickly make a few announcements.
礼拜六的读经聚会都是在线上。
All of our weekly meetings, will be online.
请弟兄姊妹按时参加。
Please join.
下个主日我们仍就是有擘饼聚会和信息的聚会。
And next Sunday we will also have the breaking of bread meeting and the message meeting.
下个礼拜呢是梁家俊弟兄、孙家荣弟兄交通。
And next Sunday it will be Nathan and Nathan Lung and Ben Sun.
玛丽弟兄跟李世博弟兄翻译。
And Mali and Sibo will be interpreting.
那么当然我们在这里啊，报告一个叫我们觉得蛮难过的一个消息。
I have some sad news to deliver.
就我们年长的江弟兄，江守道弟兄啊。
Our elderly brother Stephen Kong.
七月二号的时候。
On July 2nd.
过世到主那里去。
He passed away.
啊，我相信我们很多弟兄姊妹都知道他。
And I think that many of us know who he is.
啊，他呢？我认识他很早1964年我就认识他
I've known him since 1964
但后来我想有些事我不讲我讲跟我们有关的1985年的时候
And there are a lot of interactions that I had with him that I won't spend time talking about now But in 1984 I invited him to start the WCCC.
结果他答应了，说1986年我们第一届的西安特会。
He agreed, and in 1986, we started the WCCC.
从那个时候开始起
，from that moment on,
这三十多年
，in these 30 plus years,
无论在私下，在各样的聚会里面，我们有很多的交通。
I've had many interactions with our brother.
实在是一个神的好仆人啊。
He truly is a good servant of God.
给我个人带来的帮助激励很大。
And for me personally, he has brought a lot of encouragement.
那我们的弟兄是一个好榜样，所以他呢，他也不愿意人家注意他。
And so our brother is a good example. He also does not want people to put the attention on himself.
他过世之后
so when,
很快的啊
so when he passed away,
在几个弟兄少数一些人的见证底下他就安葬
very quickly and in a simple way he was buried
他也不要什么什么这个什么安息聚会啦这些什么什么大家怀念的聚会他都不要
and he did not want anyone to put on a memorial service a moment of remembrance of him
我为着我们的弟兄感谢主
and I'm really thankful for my brother
对我相信他所留下来的信息一些书会继续的帮助各族的圣徒
I believe the messages recordings of his messages and his books will continue to be an encouragement to all of us
主让他活到107岁
God allowed him to live to the age of 107
我想以后的圣徒恐怕很难有人再达到这么高寿数
I don't think many of us will be able to live to 107
也请弟兄姊妹继续为他的姊妹祷告。
And continue to pray for his wife.
Dora 姊妹，请弟兄姊妹为他祷告，
Keep our sister Dora in prayer.
那我们还有呢，这个一个李老姊妹也过世了啊。
And there's another sister Lee who also passed away.
很久没有聚会，但是这里有些弟兄姊妹是熟悉认识他的。
And many of us here know who she is.
还有这个彩桂姊妹的爸爸王登杰弟兄也过世。
And there's another Mr. Wong who passed away.
他在台湾。
In Taiwan.
我们的姊妹是87岁这个王登杰弟兄呢是91岁所以都是很高寿啊。
And this brother was 91 years old.
感谢主，这里也有一些喜事啊，有两对弟兄姊妹结婚。
And there's some good news to announce. There were some marriages that happened.
刘浩生弟兄和孙以航姊妹啊, 他们今天有来吗? 没有来啊。
These two individuals were married.
还有一对是 Matt Williams and Ruth Ludlum.
And Matt and Ruth were married.
感谢主。 为他们欢喜，请弟兄姊妹也为他们的新的家庭祷告。
So we're very thankful to the Lord for that, and we continue to pray for these new families.
另外，我们所有的儿童聚会啊，那么青少年的聚会，也请弟兄姊妹在祷告中纪念他。
Please continue to pray for the children's ministry and the youth ministry.
这个时候越到末了啊。
As we go dive deeper into the end times,
我们越感觉到。
We really sense the importance of family. That God has placed us in our families. And may we have more mutual encouragement towards each other.
好,今天早晨呢,
we'll conclude our announcements here.